Hello, welcome to Dub Sports. I'm your host, Dylan DiBenedetto.
And I'm Riley Dugan. Our first topic of the day is the college national championship in Alabama defeating Georgia after a rough second half.
Yeah, they really blew a bad lead. It was 13-0 at the end of half, and Georgia just choked, to be honest. Nick Saban, with a smart move, genius move, of replacing quarterback Jalen Hurst with, what's the name of the...
Tua Tagovailoa.
I don't think that's right, but we're going to go with it. And Alabama's defense completely stopped Georgia's run game. Georgia's quarterback, Jake Fromm, really struggled in the second half, and Alabama took advantage of it. What do you think about the game?
I think it was a great move by Nick Saban, with Alabama only having 94 total yards in the first half. I thought it was just a really smart move to take Jalen Hurts out of the game because he wasn't playing well.
What do you think Jalen Hurts will do next season?
I mean, that's a tough question because clearly Tua has an amazing passing game. Like, the 42-yard touchdown to win the game, that was just unbelievable.
Looked the safety off beautifully.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think he'll transfer just because why would you transfer out of Alabama? I think he'll still give him another shot at it, or maybe they'll run a two-quarterback system. But
Do you think this is the last we'll see from Jake Fromm? Because Georgia recruited the number one quarterback prospect out of 2018, Justin Fields.
I don't know. I think he might stay maybe one more year.
I've seen a lot of highlights from Justin Fields, and I think he's going right for that position. Do you think both these teams will be back next year?
I think Alabama definitely will. Georgia, I want to say they will.
I think Georgia will be back because they have one of the top recruiting classes of the 2018 with the number one ranked quarterback, and they still have a lot of top 300 kids in the ESPN rankings. So I think both these teams will be back, and Clemson, they may be back because they have another top quarterback coming, Trevor Lawrence. Oklahoma probably won't be back. I see someone jumping into that spot.
So do you think it was Nick Saban that won Alabama the game with bringing the quarterback, or do you think it was just the fact of them running a different offense and Georgia not being ready for it?
It was completely Nick Saban. Nick Saban is probably the real reason they've won six championships or five championships, I think it was. And he's just been, like, the best coach ever, like, other than Bear Bryant. He's one of the best college coaches ever. But I have a question for you. Do you think he would do the same if he went on to the NFL? Do you think he'll have the same success?
No.
Yeah, no. I agree with that.
Because college, you can get kids that want to come play for your team because you're a powerhouse and you can get a scholarship. Whereas in the NFL, you're paying players to come pay for you and you have a budget on how much. Like, players aren't going to come play for the coach just because of the coach and the team. They're going to go where, like, to whoever offers the most money. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, like, the college game is so much different from NFL, and I don't think his system would work as well in the NFL. All right, our next topic will be Villanova moving up to number one in the NCAA basketball rankings. What do you think about this?
I think they deserve it. Right now, they're the only team in the country that's consistently putting up numbers. They're beating every team in the stat sheet. And Jalen Brunson and Mikal Bridges are both top 10 players in the backcourt. Jay Wright just got his 400th win, and they just beat Xavier by 24 points the other night, and they were 10th in the country.
Yeah, and Villanova's only loss being to, of course, Butler at Butler. And Butler is 9-1 at home this season, and they were 13-3 last season at home. So, really, they have one of the best home courts in the country, which seems like every team. Every team, if you play it, whoever's a home team in the Big East, it feels like the home team always wins, sort of.
Yeah, and personally, I think Jalen Brunson is one of the best point guards in college basketball right now. Can be any man off the dribble, can post up on you. And the same thing with Amari Spellman, is one of the best three-point shooters on the team, and he's the center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we're going to have trouble with Bagley. I'm sorry to say. We are. He's a beast. Hopefully the Sixers get him in the draft. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
can't deny since that.
Since we're on the college basketball subject, do you think Duke and Michigan State still are, like, do you still think they deserve the powerhouse of the NCAA, or do you think they're going to choke come tournament time?
They have experience. Their coaches have experience in the college play in the March Madness, and I think they'll be Final Four contenders and championship contenders. And they have a long history of being in the Final Four and final and the championship, so I don't think they'll choke.
Still don't. Do you think, how far do you think they'll make it, considering that Duke lost to Boston College and North Carolina State, which are both unranked teams, and Michigan State lost to Ohio State and Duke?
Yeah, I don't think it matters, because, like, for example, Alabama lost to Auburn, and Georgia beat Auburn, but Alabama still beat Georgia in the national championship, so it's probably just a fluke. As seen in our interviews with a lot of people, they believe in Michigan State and Duke.
I'm sitting here with Jalen Meacham and Colin Chambers. Even though Michigan State and Duke have both had some tough losses, do you still think they're the most dominant teams in NCAA basketball?
I believe so. I think they have the most talent and probably the best coaches in the country, and they're used to being in the top tier of college basketball. And, I mean, there's, you can see, like, they've had a couple drops. Like, Michigan State had a bad game against Ohio State, but Ohio State's an upcoming team. But overall, I think Michigan State, they're really deep. They have a lot of talent, like Bridges, Jaren Jackson's really good. And then Duke, they obviously have Bagley, and then Grayson Allen's a stud. So, yeah, I still think they're the two best teams.
I believe that they will probably take two of the four Final Four spots.
I think that's very true, especially being Duke, being a very young team besides Grayson Allen.
Yeah.
I think that his leadership and Coach K, come tournament time, they'll put a great team together and go far.
Yeah, I still can't believe Bagley should really only be a senior in high school this year. He really just skipped a grade, and he's dominating the college game. Yeah, he's definitely going one and done. And so a big topic this weekend is Eagles game. What are your thoughts about that?
I think the Eagles' success depends on Nick Foles.
True.
I think it also, especially having home field advantage and Philly fans being some of the best in the league, I think it also affects the gameplay because we're playing Atlanta, who's used to playing inside in the heat, and they're going to be coming up to Philly and playing outside in probably under 30-degree weather.
Mm-hmm. Matty Ice is actually going to have ice in his veins probably because it's going to be cold.
Do you think he'll choke under the front of his home fans?
Most likely. All our interview viewers say that he will choke. And no one's going to stop our run game. We have one of the best run games in the league, and we don't even run the ball that much. And our offensive line just needs to hold up. Really, we need to run to set up the pass. We don't need to pass to set up the run. We need to run the ball, get Ajayi like 20 rushing attempts, and do some play action with Nick Foles to see if he can throw it deep over the safeties.
I think especially with Nick Foles being in at quarterback, and our offense is still going to be a little bit, not rusty, but they're not going to be as used to playing with each other. I think our defense has to step it up a lot. Mm-hmm. They've played great throughout the season, but there's been those games where they haven't played as well. And as long as that doesn't happen, I think they'll be able to go really far.
Mm-hmm. Nick Foles cannot turn the ball over. We can't have those dumb interceptions like in the Dallas game where he literally just threw it right to the defender.
Yeah.
You can't have that. And no fumbles from LeGarrette Blount. We can't have any fumbles for any week in this playoffs. We can't have any fumbles. Who do you think's coming out of the other side? Like, do you think the Saints or the Vikings are going to win that? Who do you think's going to win that game?
The Saints.
You think it's going to be the Saints? I think Minnesota has a better defense than the Saints, so it's really it's whoever has a better defense is going to win that game, to be honest. And since we're on the NFL topic, recent news is last year's Heisman winner, Lamar Jackson, declared for the NFL draft. Do you think he's going to be a first-round pick, or do you think he's going to fall to a second or third-round pick?
I mean, that's tough to say. I think he might be late first round. I don't think he's going to go early, but either late first round or early second.
Yeah, the mobile quarterback in this generation is skyrocketing with Carson Wentz, Cam Newton, Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott. The mobile quarterback is starting to take over the pocket passers we've seen in last generations and stuff.
Well, I mean, it's not only the fact that they are mobile quarterbacks, it's they're mobile quarterbacks that can pass just as well as a pocket passer.
Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be a second round or third round pick. I just don't think he's ready for the NFL. I think he should have took maybe another year like Marcus Mariota did. He came out of his junior year and he went second overall, and I think that him staying another year helped him a lot. Another probably going into the draft, Saquon Barkley. We see top five picks, Giants looking for a playmaker. Do you think he's going to go number two to the Giants?
Yeah, I think either the Giants. Who has first?
The Cleveland Browns, but they need a quarterback.
Yeah, I think he'll either go number two to the Giants or to the Jets. I mean, I think he's going to be a phenomenal NFL player. He's built for it. He's strong, muscular, quick. He can beat you one-on-one, hurdle you, everything. He's just an all-around player.
Mm-hmm. If you could rank all the top quarterback prospects, who would you put number one, two, three?
I don't know. I don't.
You don't know. Well, my opinion, Sam Darnold, number three. Probably like the guy from Washington State. I forget his name. I'll figure that out. And number one, I got to go with Josh Rosen. He's probably going to be top. He's got to. And he might be up there with the New York Giants pick. That might go that way. Or he could go. Be drafted by the Browns. But it looks like in all the mock drafts that it looks like Sam Darnold might be going to the Browns, number one.
We interviewed a up-and-coming rapper named Makai Lewis, who goes to our school and is a really big LeBron fan.
At the Boston Celtics series, it may be it could go to six games, maybe. I don't see it going past that, though.
Who do you think's coming out of the West to play the Cavs?
This year, it's pretty tough because in the West, started off, the Thunder were struggling very bad. It looked like they weren't even going to make the playoffs this year. But they've bounced back. They've been playing good basketball. The Spurs, if they can keep Kawhi Leonard healthy, they could be a threat to the Warriors also, along with the Thunder. And the Rockets. The Rockets are playing great, but as long as James Harden is there, they should be okay. But since they don't have James Harden, they've been struggling lately. So we have to see how much they can actually do without James Harden.
Thank you for your Riley has a question.
Do you think Isaiah Thomas is a good fit on the Cavaliers, even though you dropped one of your highest point scorers, Kyrie Irving?
Yes, I do, because last year, if you realize and look at the stats, Isaiah Thomas actually averaged more points than Kyrie Irving. Therefore, the Cavs points will go up. And he's also a better spot-up shooter than Kyrie, in my opinion. And he can just shoot better. I feel, though, as Kyrie left because he just wants to score and have his own team. I don't really agree with that for the simple fact that he's not going to win a championship by himself. He should have stayed with LeBron James because LeBron James, in my eyes, is arguably the best basketball player to ever touch a basketball. But Isaiah Thomas, I believe he will be a great fit, and the Cavs will go far with him.
Thank you.
See, Dylan, I just don't agree with that. I do not think LeBron is better than Jordan. Everything that LeBron did, Jordan did quicker. He did it years before LeBron. He averaged 30 points a game, had 6 championships, and 5 MVPs. You just can't beat that in 15 seasons.
But, like, LeBron is durable, but, like, Jordan is a better player because, again, he's three-peated twice, and LeBron has yet to three-peat. And Jordan doesn't need as much as a supporting cast as LeBron has. And, like, people say, oh, LeBron's a more playmaker type of player, but I just don't think so. I think Jordan would be more valuable with a team than LeBron has ever been with any other team. And usually LeBron, like, needs another superstar to pair with to win a championship, like Kyrie Irving, Dwayne Wade, and people are hoping that Isaiah Thomas could be that other superstar to pair with LeBron.
Now I want to talk about whether or not Lonzo has proven to be the franchise player for the Lakers or not.
I agree. I think that he will be. He's a playmaker, but he just needs to fix that jump shot. Like, I think I have all the confidence in the world with him. I'm not a Lakers fan, but I just know that he will be an all-star one day, and he will be a good player in the NBA. He's not showing it yet, but he will show it.
I totally agree with you. Once he fixes jump shot and starts playing at NBA speed, I think he'll be a phenomenal point guard for the Lakers. His eyes, he's already proven that he can just see the whole court, and it looks like he's not even looking around.
Since we're on the Ball debate, LeVar Ball has apparently is starting a new league for players coming out of high school that don't want to play like college. What are your opinions about this?
Personally, I can see why I would create it, but at the same time, it's kind of the most outrageous thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, it's really not that deep that we have to be making a new league for kids that don't want to go to college. Like, clearly, if you're going to be that good that you can go to college after 1 year, 1 or 2 years, then go to the NBA and get drafted really high, I really don't think that the academics in college are really going to challenge you, because you just have to hold up a certain GPA, and they're usually not that high for a basketball team that you really don't even have to try in school, and you're just going to play basketball. So I don't see why there's a reason that we have to create a league for players that want to go straight out of high school.
And some of the college basketball freshmen don't really even go to classes in college. So I think it's a sort of a good idea. Like, I see why kids would want to do it, like getting paid $10,000 just to play the sport that they love and not go to school. Like, every kid's dream is to just go straight to the NBA. And the Big Baller Brand League is probably the closest thing to the NBA, like, without school and without, like, getting paid, because you don't get paid in college. And I think this is LeVar Ball's, like, best move that he's ever done.
So, Dylan, what do you think? Do you think defense wins championships or offense?
I think defense wins championships all the time. Like, you see all the teams that win championships, and you see they always rely on their defense. Their defense can always stop the opponent's team, and sometimes they don't really even have an offense. Just their defense is so good that it helps the offense, and sometimes usually big plays come on the defensive side of the ball to help the offense get confidence or get, like, excited to play or just get the emotion and do better because of the defense.
Yeah, I also agree with that, because especially say you have a great offense and defense, but offense is one of those things where you either have an on and off night. It happens to every team. They have one night where they're going bad, whereas if you have a good defense, they can step it up and it'll give your offense confidence. Or say you need to stop that one drive or play to get the ball back because you're in a game situation and you're down. I feel like defense is a lot more important than offense. Today I'm sitting here with Lucas Sinan. Lucas, what do you think wins championships, defense or offense?
Offense.
Why do you believe offense wins championships?
Goals, points, they both win games. You can stop someone, but if you can't stop them, you're not winning. So if you can't score points, you're not winning.
We've seen it in places, like, for example, the Seahawks-Broncos Super Bowl. We saw the Seahawks defense completely won that game, and it is the Seahawks defense just whopped the Broncos offense. It was competition between the best defenses in the league and the best offense in the league, and clearly the best defense won that battle. And we've seen it so many times, you can't. And on defense, you can score on defense, but you can't really defend the team when you're playing offense. And, like, just getting a pick six could really just turn the game around in so many ways, or getting a fumble recovery. And really, defense is a main factor of championship teams. That's why I think defense is 100% the most important thing for a championship team.
So, Dylan, who do you think the best team ever is?
In my opinion, it's got to be the 2008 Philadelphia Phillies, led by pitcher Roy Halladay, who sadly passed away this year, and also led by players like Jimmy Rollins, Chase Utley, Ryan Howard, Shane Victorino, all players in their prime. Also a supporting cast with Cliff Lee and a bunch of Cole Hamels and a bunch of other solid players. And really, I thought that team could have won so many more championships. They only won one, but I feel like that team could have won so many more championships. They really could have been a dynasty. They were just one series or one game away, one game short. And that team was just really, it wasn't a disappointment, but they could have done so much better. What do you think is the, who in your opinion is the best team to ever?
So the best team ever, in my opinion, is not one single team, but it is a collegiate team combined, which is the West Virginia Mountaineers rifling team. Okay, they've just won their 5 straight national title in rifling, and they have won 19 of the 28 rifling championships. That is insane.
That is pretty impressive.
I just have to state.
Now we are going to predict who's going to get some dubs this year. Riley, try to predict the Rookie of the Year this year.
Ooh. I'm going Ben Simmons.
You're going Ben Simmons? He has been cranking it up a little bit.
Yeah, technically his rookie year. He's carrying the Sixers, him and Joel Embiid.
He can play any position on the court. Clearly, he has shown that he can score at the rim. Who can guard a 6'10 point guard?
True that, true that. MVP this year? Who you going with?
MVP. It's a tough one this year. Oh, who am I going to go with? I think I'm going to have to go with Kyrie Irving. He has clearly shown that he can carry the Celtics. Nobody believed that he would be able, when he left the Cavaliers, that he would be able to run a team of his own and bring them to a championship. But personally, I think him and the rest of the players around him, such as Marcus Smart and players like that, they'll be able to beat the Cavaliers and make it to the playoffs, the championship.
I have to go with my man, Steph Curry. He's been on a tear since he got back from that leg injury, and I think he's going to win his third MVP if he can get the Warriors past the Rockets for the first seed in the playoffs. Another one. Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl this year?
I'm going to go with the hometown team. Birds.
He's going with the Birds. I agree, but I don't have as much confidence as he does. But as long as Nick Foles does it, yeah. the sky's the limit. And so another for next year, who's making the Final Four for college football?
I'm gonna go Alabama. I think Georgia can make it again. Clemson. Yeah. And my fourth right now, I'm not sure.
You're not sure if you're fourth?
Yeah.
I got to go with a hometown team, too, myself, Penn State. Another good recruiting class this year. And I think they could be a top contender for the championship next year. Do you see Carson Wentz coming back for week one next season?
I don't think he'll be quite back for week one. Maybe he'll play a little bit, but I think they're going to try to rest him as much as possible, maybe bring him back week three or four, because depending on how the Cowboys with Ezekiel Elliott are coming back, I think if they keep most of the roster that they have this year, they will dominate teams throughout the year. And even though, say, we have Nick Foles, or if we trade, get another different quarterback, I think we'll still be fine with the talent that's surrounding him in our defense. I just don't think they should push it and try to bring him back and he can get the risk of a re-injury.
I don't think Mr. Klein's going to like that, to be honest. I feel like he's going to be pretty sad with what you have to say about that. So another question is, what do you think about Coach Collin? Sorry, never mind.
Next question for you, Dylan, is who do you have in your Final Four for March Madness this year?
I gotta go with the hometown Villanova. Gotta go with the easy choices with Michigan State and Duke. Really great team, a great team in both those. Marvin Bagley's definitely gonna lead Duke to a Final Four appearance, and I gotta go with my fourth. I gotta go with. I go with my defensive team in Arizona. I think their defense is one of the top in the nation, and I feel like they have the coach that can take them to the Final Four. Speaking of college basketball, what do you think about Trae Young, up and coming point guard that has been racking up points?
Are you gonna ask me mine?
Oh fuck! I'm sorry. What do you think? Who do you think is going to be the Final Four in 2018?
Oh, mine are pretty simple. Off the top of my head, I can name it for you. I got Villanova, the two powerhouses, Duke, Michigan State, and I think actually coming in ahead of them in my seeds will be Bob Higgins and the West Virginia Mountaineers. They've clearly shown toughness throughout the year. They have a hard schedule, but they're getting things done, beating Oklahoma, some of the best players in the country, and there's no doubt in my mind that's going to be my Final Four. They all get one seeds or aren't in the same side of the bracket.
Interesting fourth you got there. Usually they come up a little bit short. You think they're going to make it this year?
I think they have a special team this year.
All right, now I'm going to ask you this question. What do you think about the upcoming point guard in Trae Young?
I think he's good, but I think he's a little overrated.
A little overrated? Wow. That's
hard to say. A little overrated. I think there are definitely some better, more mature guards in the country that come tournament time and big game situations, I think the pressure might get to him and he'll choke.
It's hard to say. He's almost averaging like 25 a game. That's pretty difficult in college.
I know,
basketball.
But it's also difficult to win the tournament. There's always upsets. Teams come out of nowhere. The tournament's a senior's game.
Well, folks, that's it for today's Dub Sports Talk. I'm Dylan DiBenedetto.
And I'm Riley Dugan. Have a great day.
Adam Klein over Ryan Klein.